Jesus, we are grateful, we are thankful on today for the way you helped us in the morning services. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word that came unto us, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the reboot, for the instruction, for the encouragement, O living God, Master, and the instruction that you have given unto us by your word. Lord Jesus, we are ever grateful, Lord Jesus, for the word of life. Thank you for the messenger of the age that has made this thing plain unto us, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your servant, though to yield to your spirit, to leadership, to bring the same. Lord, we are very grateful for the move of the Spirit of God in the midst of God's people. Lord Jesus, we pray you take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, Heavenly Father, all that you have accomplished in our lives in this service this morning, O Jehovah. May they be permanent in our lives, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, we look unto thee once again this evening, Lord, to bless us the more. Lord Jesus, your word is life, O living God. We are trusting and depending on you once again this evening. Speed that word of life unto us, Father. Lord, the grace to obey, Lord, the grace to yield, the grace to apply your word to every of our situation. Oh, living God, may you grant unto us, Father. Help us, Lord Jesus. Help the speaker, help the hearer, oh, living God. Speak through us and hear through us, Father. Give us understanding and revelation of your word, Master. May something be said that will help us to live better to your glory. Lord Jesus, your servant taught us by hearing this same thing, Lord Jesus, this word of life. We are accumulating rapturing faith. Oh Jesus. Lord Jesus. Lord, may we accumulate more rapturing faith this evening in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for granting this request, Lord. At the end of the service, may we have every cause to glorify thy great holy name, Master. Be with your servant in other places, Bakatari and the rest of the places that your servant are. May you be with them and see them through, Father. Thank you for granting this request, Master. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. You are welcome to the last service of the day. Can we please have our seat for a little while we sing this song, 423. Trust and obey. 423. Let's listen to the wordings of the song.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glorious song are we! Why we do this good we? Not a shadow can rise.
next stanza. Not a body we bear, not a sorrow we share, not a pitch we pay, not a grief nor a loss, not a
to be happy in Jesus is when we trust and we obey him. Whatever he says, we do it. Praise ye the Lord. Let's open our Bible as we stand on our feet to read from John chapter 2. John chapter 2. We read verses 1 to 12 so that we will get the, although we all know the story, but let's read it so there's power in repetition. John chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. And it all day there was a marriage in Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever is said unto you, do it. And there were set there six water pots of stones, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing two or three firkins apiece. Jesus saith unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim, and he said unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, he knew not whence it was, but the servant which drew the water knew. The governor of the feast called the bridegroom and said unto him, every man at the beginning doeth set forth good wine. And when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracle did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. After this, he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brethren and his disciples, and they continued there not many days. May the Lord Jesus bless the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. So Brother Abraham preached this sermon, "Whatever is said unto thee, do it. And whatever is said, he says to you, do it." He preached it twice. So, but we will not read now. I will read later. So the scripture we read, we all know the story. When our Lord was invited to the wedding in Cana in Galilee, and the people needed wine, their wine was exhausted. And the mother just told Jesus Christ, our Lord, say, they needed wine. What have I to do with you, woman? What an answer. Anyway, then the mother went to the servants. He told them, "You see that man that I was talking to a few minutes ago? Whatever he says unto you, do it. Don't ask questions." Because she knew that she might say things that might not be reasonable. She might say things that might not be maybe well accepted. She might say things that might not look maybe normal. But whatever he says, whatever he asks you to do, do it. Praise the Lord. And thank God for that information that Mary gave to those servants. And when he told them, he said, "Go and fill the water pot with water." Somebody will have asked, "We needed wine, not water." But they didn't ask any question. They have been earlier informed. Whatsoever he tell you, do it. So they went like Mumu. And that is the way to get anything from God. We should do like Mumu. May God help us. You might not agree with me, but that is the only way to get anything from God. Let's continue. So they went like, to be, "We needed wine, but he said we should go and fill the pot with water." Okay. They fill the pot with water. What is next to take it and give to the governor? But it was water. I said, take it. They didn't even ask the question. They took it to the governor. It was when the governor tasted it. The governor, who didn't know the whole story, he said, "This is the best wine ever. Groom, where did you keep this all along? At least you have changed the order. It used to be that people will give the good wine at the beginning, and when people are drunk, they don't know any better, you can then give them the bad one. But you have kept the good one up till now." Praise the Lord. So sometimes, brethren, we all know, sometimes the word of the Lord does not appeal to anybody. It does not appeal to us in the way we wanted it. That is the best way to say it. It does not appeal to us in the way we wanted it. But whatsoever he said unto us, let us do it. Praise the Lord. Like this morning, the sermon we had this morning, whatsoever the Lord has spoken to us by that sermon, let us do it. Like the Easter meetings, whatsoever he has spoken to us by the Easter meeting, in the Easter, let us do them. Praise the Lord. I didn't want to preach this sermon. I went here until I have to come back to this. So it's not that I wanted to. So sometimes the Lord says things that does not appeal to us the way we wanted it. We all know that. Praise the Lord. There was a time a man had leprosy in Syria. And the Bible says that the Syrians had come to Israel to take captive some of the portion of the places in Israel. And they have taken some of the godly guests to the house of a rich man. And the lady, the husband of her mistress, said, If my Lord has gone to Israel to the prophet of Israel, he would have been healed of her prophecy, of his prophecy. She gave testimony, and that is what God expects of us. Giving testimony will help somebody else. Praise the Lord. So she gave testimony of what God is doing in Israel. And with that testimony, people caught it. Somebody went and tell the master, and they went to tell the king. And the king said, if that's the case, I will write to the king of Israel. He should heal my captain of his leprosy. So he wrote a letter and sent it to the king. When the king of Israel saw the letter, he tore his cloth. He said, this man is looking for war. Am I in the position of God to heal anybody? That was when Elisha heard of it. Elisha, tell the man to come to me. Then he will know that there is a God in Israel. Praise the Lord. And when he got to the prophet's place, to the house of the prophet, he thought the prophet would come and just put his hand on all his place of the leprosy, and the leprosy will be healed. That was his thing, but that was what he said. That was his thinking. That is, he would just come out and pray to his God. Maybe he pour something, maybe he do something, and the leprosy will be cured. The man just sent message. Tell him to go and wash in River Jordan for 7 times. Don't say the Lord. He will be cured of his leprosy. The man was, Bible says he was wrought. How? What? And this water, this Jordan is talking about that I should go and wash, he says, is bad than the water we have in Damascus. We have Abana, we have Fapa there, that are cleaner than this one. Why? Sometimes God says, go and wash in a dirty water. He knew that there are better water in his place where he could have washed. Why didn't he wash there and be clean? Praise the Lord. Sometimes God does something, see, and it might seem as if God is making it difficult for us to believe. But that is not true. A child of God will believe God anyhow. Praise the Lord. But sometimes God does those things to test our belief, whether we believe him or not. So the man was what he was already going. When one of his servants said, Master, my father, if this man has told you to do something greater, wouldn't you have done it? Just simply wash 7 times, whether the water is dirty, whether it's not dirty, maybe you have to wash. Why don't you just give it a try? Okay? He said, okay, let's give it a try. He washed 1 time, no changes. 2 times, no changes. 3 times, no changes. God said, how many? 7. Not 4, 5, 6, or 1 time. 7 times. He washed, but maybe he has told the servant, if this leprosy will remove, would it have been removing gradually? He said 7 times. The first 2 times, some portion will have broken away. The next 2 times, another portion should have broken away. But everything still remained the same. You think that this thing is true? This thing will come to pass? Say, Oga, he said 7 times. Praise the Lord. Whatsoever you see unto thee, do it. The Bible says when the man bathed for the 7th time that he came out, that his skin was like that of a baby. His skin was restored unto him. Praise ye the Lord. Wash in water. How does he have anything to do with leprosy? But that is what God said. That is even near. Let me show you one that is very difficult. In the journey of the children of Israel, they got, we were looking at it in the Sunday school with the children. They got to a point that they were murmuring and complaining. He said, why, Moses, do you take us through this wilderness? And our soul even loaded this light bread. There's no water, there's no tea, and everything is just dry in this place. Because of their murmur and their complaining. The Bible says, God says, fiery serpent to bite the people. And the Bible says many people of Israel died that in that place. Praise the Lord. God hates more money. I told the children, God hates more money. Daddy said you should go and do this. Am I the only one? God hates it. And just like in the church, you do something in the church, people complain. People murmur. Like the servant was saying in the morning, these messages are too sweet. May God be merciful to us. Murmuring and complaining, God hates it. You know one funny thing? In my former place, I think Brother Daddy will know. If I guess you should remember. In my former place, they say that fiery serpent was guinea worm. I wrote a story, and I corrected that in one of the stories I published in the place, that God did not say guinea worm. God said fiery serpent until the people were dying. So you can't give your understanding to the scriptures. So it's not guinea worm, it's fiery serpent, and the people were dying. Praise the Lord. And when they realized their sin, they went to Moses. He said, we have sinned against the Lord and against you. Please pray the Lord, pray to the Lord to remove this fiery serpent. And when Moses went to God, what did God tell Moses? Mold a brazen serpent. Put it on a pole. Set it somewhere. Anybody that is bitten by the snake, let him look at that pole, and that person will live. We need to believe God. I was telling the children, when a snake bites you, what does science say? Science says that the venom will travel through the blood vein to your heart. And when it gets to your heart will stop. And that's the end of the person. Now, what has the traveling of the venom in the blood, what has it got to do with looking at a snake? If God has told them that go to Moses, Moses will give you injection. It will kill the poison of the snake. We could understand. If God has said that Moses, take a sand from somewhere, put it on every place where they are beaten, we could understand that one will kill the poison of the snake. Or take a charcoal that has been mixed with something, put it on the place where the person is beaten. That one, I think we understand. But that one will kill the poison of the snake. But this one, God did not say Moses should do anything. It depends on the person that is beaten and the snake that is raised up. Praise the Lord. And Brother Brown said that brazen serpent did exactly what the Lord Jesus Christ did on the cross at Calvary. Praise the Lord. Because he said for two reasons. For the forgiveness of their sins and for the healing of their body. Because that was why that serpent was placed there. Brother Brown said, why serpent? Brother Brown said, that was in the Garden of Eden. That serpent represents sin already judged. Praise the Lord. And he said the brass aspect of it make it a divine judgment. It was the divine judgment of God that they had to look at. Brother said that represented the Lord Jesus Christ. When they look, they live. That is why that son look and live. So if somebody would say that, what has looking at the snake got to do with healing of the poison? How do you say we should just look? We should expect somebody to do something at least that will remove the poison. Looking has nothing to do with the poison in my body. How does it got to do? But we've got to believe God. Whatsoever he say unto you, do it. Praise the Lord. And everyone that look at the snake that Moses raised up did what the Bible says they lived. They didn't die again. Because that is what God wanted. For them to obey what he has said. If we have any question about what God has said and we are questioning it, It can't be of a blessing to us. No way. We've got to obey God and do it exactly the way God said it. May God help us. Yes, sir. So, may God give us the grace to obey Him in every situation. However, brethren, let us look at the other side. We all know too that Satan speaks. How do we identify Satan when he speaks? How do we identify Satan when he speaks? Brother Abraham taught us that anything contrary to this word, contrary to the written word and the revealed word, anything contrary to it is who? Is the devil. So Satan cannot tell us in any situation that we are passing through that, go and hand it up. And it's better for you. You will be given a befitting burial. So that is good for you. Would that be God? No way. That can't be God. That is just on the extreme side. Satan also speaks. But in case you are confused about what is speaking to you, do you know God is good to us? Do you know that? God gave us His servants to put things right for us. Because that is their work to do. You see, every servant of God, by the grace of God, they have the grace of God to straighten the world out. Do you believe that? Bible said, sometimes it's hard for God's servants, the ministers, to put the word straight. Sometimes it's hard for, but God give them that gift to do that. So anything that you can straighten out by the word, and you are confused about, and you are between two opinions, whether it is God that is asking you to do or Satan, meet God's servants, especially your pastors or the associate pastor, when pastor is not available or is indisposed, I mean to say. May God help us. You see, there is no need for us to suffer and to be between two opinions about anything of God and what, whether it is of God or Satan. We have the written word, we have the revealed word. May God help us. But when we try to use our head, when we try to use our head to do it, that is when we fail. There is no doubt about that. When you try to use understanding on whatever God is, whatever God says, Satan can thwart the word of God to you. We heard on Wednesday that five senses can lie to us. Fine. Brother Abraham said it. And we heard it on Wednesday, but place straighten that in the scripture for us. The five senses can lie to us. But the word of God is the only thing that is stable that cannot lie to us. So that whatsoever the Lord said to you, please do. Do it. For that is, it is then we can serve God with joy and gladness. But if this brain, human ability, human brain, I can do it. This is the way it should be. We will fail. May God help us. See, Brother Abraham preached this sermon on healing, basically. Let me try to read because we have the time. Paragraph 2, 530601. 530601. Are you there? Okay. Paragraph 2. I want to put emphasis on that word. Whatever is said to you, do it. That's a marvelous thing. Marvelous thing, isn't it? Whatever he says, then do it. And here is what he said in his word. He said, whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, believe you receive it. You shall have it. That's what we must do, isn't it? Now, I just pray tonight that Something will take place here in the meeting tonight that will cause every heart to love the Lord more. That all you people, I have seen much larger crowds and so forth of people, but I've never seen any nicer people and responsive people. And I am praying to God that through the battle that I know that you have had are coming along this way, is rugged, but is the blessed way. If there is no battle, then there is no victory. But you have got to have a battle to have victory. If it was just given to you, it wouldn't be a victory. But he that overcometh is the one who has the victory. So Jesus came to the heart. He had a battle. He won the victory. And tonight, we have a battle. And with Christ, we can have the victory. Now the Lord bless you. Let's jump to paragraph 4. Paragraph 4. 20 years ago, as a boy, I find Jesus Christ dear to my heart as a Savior. I've loved him ever since. I went through many hard struggles. As all of you know my life. Life hasn't been a flowery bed of ease for me, like Sabbath was saying this morning. It's been a struggle after struggle. I remember one day after I lost my wife, my baby, my father, and brother. Wife and baby died a few hours apart. I was going walking up the road, a pile of good earth. It was right after the 1937 flood. State Senator of Indiana, which was a Mr. Isaac, which is a member of my church. I was going along crying. He drove up in his car and stopped, jumped out and put his arm around me. Said, Billy, said, yes, Mr. Isaac, said, what do you think about him now? I said, I love him. Said, I couldn't do nothing else but love him. My own makeup has become part of him, see? And I said, I couldn't do. Said, after he took my wife and baby, I said, no matter what he would do, if he would turn me down at the judgment and say I wasn't worthy to enter him, he's right. And if there is such a thing as in her having love, I will still love him there for what is being for me. If he turns me down, he is still righteous. I deserve it. All of us deserve it. His words are true. But he won't turn us down. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ has never been guilty of turning his children down. May I share the personal testimony? Or is it personal testimony or something? Just yesterday, in our school, we were doing tests for our student that wanted to do jam. So I was there with them in the computer room. Then a thought came to my heart. I said, oh, I remember something that happened. I won't go into that one. Something that happened before that computer room was built. I said, and I started thinking. I thought, that is true. Then I link it to the Lord. I said, if God, the God is, God said he will not forget our labor of love. You see, if a man will not forget, an ordinary man will not forget what you have done for them that is good, and they always remember you, how much will God forget your labor of love for him? You see, our God remembers things. Do you believe that? He has memory to remember things. God will not forget your labor of love for him. Many of us have done something that we know we are happy that we have the opportunity to do something for the Lord. We have the opportunity to do something for the name of the Lord. You see, brethren, remember David. David always think about the Lord and what he will do for the Lord. Not most what the Lord will do for him, but what he will do for the Lord. That is one of the reasons God loved David. What David will do for the Lord, he thinks about it. That was when David was sitting in his house of cedar. He said, I sat here in the house of cedar. And the ark of the Lord is lying in the tent. He said, why not build a house where the ark of the Lord will be? Praise the Lord. So God will not forget your label of love, not in any way. May God help us. We are grateful to God for that. May God help us. Okay. Where are we? Okay, do you love him? Okay. Okay. He will not cast him out. He will not cast us out. His word is true. I believe in divine healing because there in my heart, I believe that God is here tonight. As I say, just as this me, as this light is here, just as real as the light, the power of God is on every person just as much as the light is. Now, we take those lights, we wonder, here, did you know most people who believe in divine healing and in the power of God are considered fanatics? They've always been, and so I think sometimes look at that light. I think of that light, them light, that electric, has been in the world ever since there was a world. When God created it, electricity was here, but they didn't know nothing about it just a few years ago. But there was a man one time begin to see the lightning flash, and he thought, well, there is something to that. There is a power there. And he took a key on a kite tail and fly it around. And Benjamin Franklin, after a while, he caught the electricity come down the wire and hit in the bottle. He caught the electricity. He began to scream, I got it, I got it. He didn't know what he had, but I think that's just maybe like a whole lot of us when we find Christ. We sing, I got it, I got it. That's about as much as we know about. But there comes a fellow along by the name of Thomas Edison. He thought that it made a flash. So if that flash will follow the wire, it will help mankind. It will help do something. It will embetter. God put it here, so it will embetter mankind. So he said, it will light. The people thought he was crazy, but he wasn't. Through criticism and everything, he said tireless hours with a cup of coffee and a sandwich. And he tried 10 of thousands of wires. Finally, after a while, he found a wire that could make it light. Praise the Lord. Perseverance. The man, something told the man, Benjamin Franklin, that this lightning, there is electricity there. That is a scientist. And he watched something, tried something until he said, oh, he got it. He got current. He said, there is electricity. So after he left, there was another man called Thomas Edison. That was the man that thought that I have the feeling that this electricity, we can make it to light. And we heard that he stayed night upon night. He looked for 10 of thousands of wire that will make electricity flow until he caught copper that make electricity flow. That was how electricity came to our house. Electricity has been there ever since God created the earth. But God make man's mind, the scientist, tune it to his laboratory in a way to know that this electricity can be harnessed and brought to our house to make it light, to make light in our house. God gave them our ability And it is not just that he just thought it and it just happened. He went to work. He did what? He went to work with it. Night upon night. Night upon night. Night upon night. Looking for the wire that will conduct electricity. Until he got this electricity. Let's now continue. We're so close. Now, electricity is common. If I went and turned a switch on and the light didn't come on, I wouldn't say there was no such a thing as electricity. I would say the wire was crossed off somewhere. Well, if I pray for somebody, we don't get it. Why? There is no such a thing as divine healing. You don't say that. That's wrong. Our wire are crossed off somewhere. See? Because God is a healer. Now, the Bible says he was the healer. He says he is still the healer. He always will be the healer of our sicknesses. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is Jehovah Manasseh. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is all the redemptive name of Jehovah was placed in Jesus. He is our Savior, our buckler, our shield, our healer. The same yesterday, today, and forever. And he is here tonight. Praise the Lord. David said, when the deep is calling to the deep, if there is a call in my heart, calling for a deep, calling in here, there is got to be a deep to respond to it. Isn't there? In other words, as many times as I said before, there have been on a fish back, there had to be a water first for him to use that thing. Or he wouldn't have had a thing. And if before there was a tree to grow on the heart, there had to be an heart first. Or there will be no tree to grow in the heart. Here, some times ago, I've seen where a little boy, he was eating the eraser off of pencil, and he hit the pedal off of a bicycle, and they took him to aim and examine the little fellow, and come to find out he needed sulfur that was in the rubber. His little body was craving sulfur. If there is anything that we need, that is the purpose why Abraham is saying this. If there is anything that we need, there is a fountain that is available for all our needs to be met. That fountain is still alive, is still there up till now. That fountain has not dried up. Anything we need, there is a fountain for us where we could obtain them. Whatever happens, we can't say because I didn't get it today, there is nothing like God answering prayers. We can't say because I've not received what I want today, that God doesn't love me. That is the conclusion many of us conclude when we have delay. Maybe God doesn't love me. He did it for A, he did it for B, he did it for C. Only me, God didn't do it for. That is you putting yourself on an edge. But we should believe that if God could do it for A, B, and C, the same God that did it for them, he will do my home. And that same God is here in our midst. That same God is the one that we are serving. That same God promised that he will not forget our labor of love. That same God promised that he will be with us and grant all our heart desires. That same God said he will be with us till the end of the world. That same God is still here tonight. Praise the Lord. You see, we've got to believe God and not just say that, like say, I put on the switch. The electricity did not come. There is nothing like electricity. There is electricity. If you say there is nothing like electricity, you will stay in darkness all the days of your life. But there is electricity. Something is wrong with this one. Electrician, come and help me check it. And then when it is properly connected, you will have light. That is the thing.
If there is something wrong, God, listen, brethren, if there is something wrong, God has placed his servant in our midst to straighten things out for us. God has placed his servant there, maybe to say one thing or the other, particularly in our situation, that could help us and give us a solution to our problems. But many times we don't make use of God's servants. We want to use our head. We don't want them to know our privacy. As we call it my privacy. I don't want anybody to poke, like the servant was saying this morning. I don't want them to poke no my privacy. But your head cannot do it. God put them there to help us to understand the word of God better. You see, if there is no fivefold, if God did not put fivefold in the Bible, then we can all do what we like in the days of the judges. But God placed government in his house. He placed able men in his house to be able to direct us rightly on anything that has modeled for us. That is why we cannot use our head, we cannot use our brain. And that, when we continue to use our head, we continue to suffer. The switch, you put it on, light didn't come on. Call an electrician. Don't say that, well, there is no electricity. Well, forget about electricity. Maybe by and by, electricity will come this way. You will stay in darkness. Call an electrician. Electrician, yeah, come on, let me check this thing. And they will check it, find where the wire got caught, or dry joint, or how do you call it? Which other one? Which other four do you call it again? Whether it's a dry joint, whether it got caught, whether there is a bond, whether the wire was not properly connected. They will find out the fault for you, and your light will become more. The same way in the spiritual realm. God has his servant in place. May God help us. May we not suffer in the midst of plenty. Let us bow down our heads. Whatsoever is here today, do it. God has not left talking to his children. Many times, things that will help us in this life journey, God speaks it in the sermons. And I hope they are not passing over our heads. God speaks those things in the sermon, the preaching. Things that will help us in this life journey. Things that will help us solve our problem. But many times, should we say that we are ashamed? Many times, should we say that, well, I should not bother the servant of God, or I should not bother this one or that one? If anything is not clear to us well, properly, God placed them there to solve, to line it up for us. And sometimes, human beings' hearts are slothful. When we hear the word of God, I will do it later. That is how Satan will come in. When we procrastinate, Satan will come in, and then we will not do it. But God is calling us today again, whatsoever he has said unto thee, do it. Let's commit ourselves unto him. We have heard the word of the Lord. And you have had the opportunity to call upon him, to make your request known unto him. If you still want to be remembered in prayer, why don't you raise up your hand for yourself, for his servant, to pray for you.
Shall we pray? Most gracious Heavenly Father, we are grateful unto you, Lord, for this simple but wonderful message that we have had this afternoon stroke evening. Lord, the title itself is a summary of the entire sermon. Whatsoever is said unto you, do it. Lord, since the title is talking to us as individuals, whatsoever is said unto us, grant us the revelation of this statement. Grant us the revelation of every instruction, of every commandment. Lord, because it is written in your word that blessed are they that do all his commandments, that they may have right to enter into the tree of life. Be gracious unto us, Father. Help us to heed to your instructions and not to use our own thinking or our own ideas. Lord, sometimes your instructions don't sound reasonable, but Lord, whatsoever you say, there's a reason for it. For you to tell people to go and fetch water when wine was needed, you know what you are saying. It wasn't a slip of tongues. It was intentional. It was an instruction. It was a commandment. Because there is power in the spoken word. Dear Lord Jesus, we are privileged to be living at the closing hours of this world, when your word is now plainer than it was in all other ages. And Lord, all heavens and earth is looking upon us to see that we carry out all these instructions. May you help us, Heavenly Father. Lord, when we do it, therein lays our blessings. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you will not allow any of us, Lord, to become stubborn, Lord, into any of these instructions. Have your way, Father. Master, we pray that you bless and replenish your servant that you have used for the vessel that has left him. Those that lifted up their hands for one need or the other, thou Almighty God knows why, and you know what is behind the hands. May you grant it unto each one, just as they have need of, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. The entire service of today, the blessings we have received from it, may the enemy not succeed to snatch any of them out of our hearts. May your spirit water them, dear Lord. May they draw us closer unto you. May they accomplish your purpose in our life, O God. This new week, we are trusting and looking for a wonderful week. Since you have started with us with your blessings like this, we pray that it will be a glorious week for us, a week of breakthroughs, a week of higher heights, a week of provision, a week of good health, a week of promotion, a week of deliverances, a week, O God, of healings, Father, a week that is full of your blessings. Let it be, Heavenly Father. Protect each one of us, Lord, that goes out and comes in. Those on holiday, watch over them. We pray, O God, for workers that goes to the office, that you will protect them, dear Father, and grant them skill in their places of work and favor, O God, that they require. Let it be, Heavenly Father. We just ask, O God, that you grant journey mercy to us, as many as we travel. Lord, may the journeys be successful. Once again, we commit our pastor into your hand, that your grace will perfect his head to the glory of his name. Very soon and shortly, so I desire that he be back fully on his feet and at his post of duty. Grant it, Heavenly Father. And as many as are sick in the body, may you perfect their heads. Thank you, King of Glory. Shortly we'll dismiss, not leaving your presence, but going back to our homes. May you take us home safely. When the night shall come, and we have to lay down to sleep, as you have instructed in your word, may your angels watch over us. Blessed be your wonderful name. Thank you, King of Glory. All that you have used one way or the other to make the service today a blessing, may you bless them in return also. Thank you, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. The Lord bless you. We thank the Lord for the... Okay, I remember this. Let's bow our heads for a little education of a lead guitar and a drummer's seat that was purchased. Gracious Lord, we thank you for the provision and the leadership, Lord, to buy the lead guitar and the seat for the drummer. Wherever the money has come, may you replenish it back. And we ask, O God, that we, Lord, let your blessings be upon this as we dedicate them for your service. The hands that we use them and the body that we sit on the seat, may they be sanctified. We pray, O God of heaven, that every one of us that does want in the order in your house, may you cleanse us from every evil, cleanse us from every sin. May we live for you, that when we use this instrument or when we play any part in the house of God, it will bring your blessings down. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you richly. Yeah, God willing, our next physical gathering here will be on Wednesday. To be on Wednesday before we have another Sunday. Saturday will be the birthday ceremony of Pastor Joshua Fisher for those who wish to attend. And then I've been told some weeks back, if not to, like 2 months thereabouts, that when I come for the birthday ceremony, that I should wait behind till Sunday. So in a nutshell, I will be at Jebode next Sunday, God willing. I covet your prayers. God bless you richly. Shall we rise? Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give you. Take it then wherever you go. We sing like this. Well, for me, I won't talk for somebody else. When we sing like this and the minister leaves, it doesn't mean that immediately the congregation should leave. The congregation should finish singing the stanzas before they depart. Sometimes when we are praying, we have people on the door that disturbs even our prayers. So that time lapse is to allow us to pray in the room before the children that comes to greet us comes knocking on the door. The Lord bless you.
precious name. Oh, how sweet, oh, perfect, and joy of heaven. Oh, yes, precious name, oh, how sweet.
Jesus, sweet Jesus, what a wonder.